time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. A little foggy, a little misty, just a gloomy day out there, but the temperatures are nice. Currently 78 degrees at Hollis and at Tipton. They're the warm spots in the whole state. 73 at Eric, 76 at Hobart, 72 at Woodward, 67 at Slapout, 68 at Perryton, Texas, and 69 degrees. Nope, just updated. 72 degrees. Man, that's quite a jump. 72 degrees in Shamrock, Texas. Well, welcome to the show. It is the Stockman's Veterinarian Happy Cap Hour today, all day. Got a couple announcements for them coming up here shortly. Just want to let you guys know this is day number two for Veterans Day. I got a special guest coming on third segment, halfway through the show. You don't want to miss this. I just got his resume in. Quite impressive, actually. And everybody thinks a veteran is a veteran, and they are. But I was looking at his resume, and he went through some pretty hardcore training down there at Fort Benning. So anyway, it's going to be very interesting to talk to Mr. Tom Fanning. He is the manager of the Buffalo Feed Yard up north. So anyway, we'll have him coming on later in the show. Weather forecast, I'm just going to give you guys a heads up on the long ranger. There is snow and ice in our forecast coming up later next week, so get prepared for it now. Crazy day, we got some more peanuts thrashed yesterday. Don't like a whole lot with Gary. Chad, different story. But anyway, he needs to hire new help. The Bobby Martin. I'm not sure if he's holding him up or if Chad's holding himself up. But anyway, something's going on over there. I'm going to have to get over there and manage that operation a little better. Got one field for Chad bailed up that he had thrashed. And then I moved over to Gary's to bail there. About halfway through that circle last night, and I turned around, pickup attachment, the slip clutch alarm was going off, and turned around, there was a belt missing out of my baler, or there was a gap, there was a dark spot there that was normally not there. Anyway, later on today I'll post on Facebook, on the KCOFM Facebook page. It was a little sketchy getting that belt out of there. I'm not gonna lie to you. Usually we hook onto it with a come along, the four-wheeler, a Ranger or something, but I put the old one-ton four-wheel drive backwards slip on this one. That's what it took to get that thing out of a jam. Anyway, it was quite the deal. Got her down here, getting her patched up now. I don't know if I'll get to bale any more hay today, but man, I'm not going to lie, the peanut hay is baling up really nice this year. This is the first time probably in a couple of years that we could actually bale right behind the thrashers. They're not just disintegrating it because no humidity. So anyway, it's been a good year for that. But harvest is way behind. I'm afraid we're going to be thrashing peanuts into some rough weather coming up, looking at it. But anyway, a lot of peanuts still on the ground, not just with Chad and Gary. But Gary's about done. But there's a lot of other people reporting they got lots of peanuts on the ground. So that's going on. And what else is going on? We are broadcasting live on Facebook. Get on there and look at my pretty face and my Mr. Magoo glasses and my Stockman's Veterinarian cap that I'm wearing today. Also, we're live video-wise on our website, kcofm.com. We're live on KWFX 100.1 out of Woodward, and obviously here at KCO 96.5. And anytime, and plus, we have our Paragon app. It's a free download on your phone. Don't be scared to download it. It's free. You can pick up my show, any of the other shows on KCO, Skinny on Sports. We got all kinds of I know of a couple of guys that turn their volumes down during an OU football game and listen to the Paragon app with 94.3 the Cool station broadcasting it. So anyway, we got all kinds of cool things to do it, and the text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. I'm really excited about this week with being Veterans Week, and a lot of farmers and ranchers and people involved in the agriculture industry that are veterans, and it's I just want to salute them and appreciate their service, and we're going to honor them each day up until Veterans Day this coming Friday. So when you see a veteran, please shake his hand, tell him you appreciate his service. No different than shaking a farmer or rancher's hand and saying we appreciate you guys feeding us. So same thing, we got that going on. Well, let's see what's caused all the chaos in the markets overnight real quick. Wheat futures fell in overnight trading as the condition of the U.S. winter crop improved from week to week. 30% of the winter wheat was rated good or excellent at the beginning of the week. That's up from 28% the week earlier. That's still well below 45% that earned top ratings at the same point last year. About 73% of the crop has emerged as of Sunday. Be 74%, like I said yesterday, when I get mine in. But anyway, that's up from 62% last week, and the average is 73% for this time of the year. So we're running par there for what's been emerged. The corn harvest was 87% finished, up from 76% a week earlier. Around 94% of soybeans were in the bin at the start of the week. I don't know if you guys get on there and follow farmers or any ag podcast or whatever, but the Millennium Farmer that I watch on YouTube, it's very interesting to watch them up there in Minnesota. See, if you get a chance to get on YouTube, search for Millennium Farmer and Zach Johnson, his wife, and his dad. His dad is as calm as they come. I have never seen anybody with an operation that size. And his dad's always got a smile on his face. It's like, we got this, we got this. You know, the corn drying, running out of propane. That's the first time I've ever, not that I'm a corn expert, but that's the first time I've ever seen a header that folds up, a John Deere header that folds up for harvesting corn. It's pretty cool. You get a chance to watch that and get on there. And they're finishing up this week up there from what I was following the other day. Rainfall last weekend improved winter wheat growth in parts of Eastern Plains, Western Midwest, Delta, and Pacific Northwest. Snow forecasts for the Northern Plains will come too late to affect the harvest, but will stress livestock as near blizzard conditions are expected. We don't want to hear that. Investors also may be squaring positions ahead of tomorrow's World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates report from the USDA. Wheat futures for December delivery fell 5.25 cents to $8.40.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures dropped 1.75 cents to $9.55.75 a bushel. Corn for December delivery was down 1.5 cents to $6.74.25 a bushel. Soybean futures for January fell 3.75 cents to $14.46.5 a bushel. Soy meal rose 60 cents to $419.60 a short ton, while soybean oil lost 3 cents to $76.30 a pound. Weather in the Midwest and the Southern Plains. No bueno up north. Winter storm watches have been issued for parts of the Northern Plains. As heavy snow as possible, according to the National Weather Service. Up to 6 inches of snow is forecast for parts of western South Dakota starting tomorrow and running through late Thursday. So that's it's coming in. Now, I've been in some of those in South and North Dakota blizzards out there, and they are no fun. I don't see how those cows and horses do it, but they do it. Wind gusts could hit 60 miles an hour in the Black Hills. In central North Dakota, meanwhile, accumulations could reach up to 12 inches with wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour. Travel will be really difficult. Strong winds may cause widespread blowing snow, significantly freezing rain, also may be a problem is a tenth of inch of ice may also form. So anyway, be safe up north if you're listening up there. We got all kinds of things coming up with cattle. I got my text message. I don't even, what time did Brandon text me last night? I think they had a, must have had a pretty good run here. Let me see what time he texts me. Brandon, where are you at, Brandon? I know he's in here somewhere. Right there, Elk City. What time did he text me? He texts me at 11:02. So he actually got done pretty early. I'll have your Elk City and your Western Oklahoma Livestock Report for you. Break down a little bit on that. We're going to talk about sell bull calves or steer calves. Which is it? All right. So we'll have that coming up, and then I'll have our veteran for the day on, Mr. Tom Fanning, on at approximately 12:35. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Riley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Have you been working at your job for 20 or maybe even 30 or more years? If you have, then you're probably tired of watching your 401k and any IRAs you have go down in value. Hello, I'm Riley Baca with Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton. You've worked hard for your money, so why not protect a portion of it? The uncertainties brought on by inflation and the war in Ukraine could potentially keep the stock market volatility around for a while. With our retirement income plan, we can show you how to protect your hard-earned money. Investing for growth is only part of the picture. Our retirement GPS is an income plan you and your family can look at and reference in the future. It's hard to go to a place you've never been without your GPS, and retirement is no different. Call Brian or Briley Baca today at 323-6800 or visit our website, retirewithbaca.com, and schedule your complimentary visit and get your retirement GPS.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 7th. 1,542 head were sold, 5 head of steers at 377 brought 231, 7 at 526 brought 166, 6 at 578 brought 162, 5 at 675 brought 163.50, 60 at 834 brought 176.50, 48 at 861 brought 180, 6 at 1123 brought 147, 5 head of heifers at 435 brought 171, 7 at 481 brought 169, 6 at 515 brought 170, 71 at 585 brought 149, 4 at 618 brought 156, 19 at 648 brought 164. 450, 5 at 678 brought 144, butcher cows were 16 to 81.50, butcher bulls brought 40 to 99.50, bred cows were 835 to 1175, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hypro. For Hypro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently at the Gabe Gadget Mesonet Center here in the studio, 73.9 degrees, 75% humidity, 6 6 to 8 mile an hour wind out of the, what is it? I can't even read that, out of the south. Anyway, my wife texted in. She said it just, it feels almost tornadic out there. It's windy, wet, a lot of humidity, hot and dry sometimes. Just feels tornadic. Anyway, let's see what's happening with the livestock market real quick. I got in live cattle for December, 152.77. Everything on livestock's in the red today. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. February live cattle, 154.55. April, 157.87. June, 153.75. Feeder cattle for November, 177.82. 179.27 for January. Lean hogs, December 84 or 85.45, 88.32 for February, 94.10 for April. I did notice down here right below them that cotton is still creeping up. It's almost 88 cents a pound for December, which is good news. Sugar, speaking of sugar, sugars are running about almost 19 cents a pound right now, and that's number 11 sugar. I think that's what old Bill Dance, a.k.a. Brian Silk, has out there into that pivot at Delhi. Speaking of that guy, he ain't gave me the time of day in 2 weeks. All of a sudden, I sent him a picture of some crappie. And this morning, he calls like I'm his best friend, like long-lost best friend, and wants to know all the scoop. So I guess if you want to talk to Brian, send him a picture of crappie or something, and then he might call you and act like he's actually your friend. Well, today is the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour, but I wanted to tell you what they got going on this Thursday night, and they need to know today if you want to go. If you are a beef cattle client of Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic, or the vet clinic, if you want to say it, or all area beef cattle producers, you're invited to an informational meeting for cattlemen sponsored by Multiman and Gen X, hosted by Stockman's Vet Clinic this Thursday evening at 6:30 at Carnegie Hall. There will be a free barbecue dinner provided. That ought to be enough to get the whole library fed there. But you have to RSVP by today at closing time at Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. You can call them. Call Miss Taylor. She's there. I know. I talked to her earlier. 580-225-0200. 225-0200 to come and see what Multiman and Gen X has got going on, and you get you a free barbecue dinner. If you don't RSVP and you still want to come to that deal and you show up, make sure you stop by Sonic or McDonald's or somewhere and bring you something to eat, because that's why they want you to RSVP. How about that? Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in their newly remodeled and updated clinic at 1019 South Main Street in Elk City. Dr. Taylor Mouse is providing all large animal services, including bovine and equine surgery, ultrasound, digital x-ray, equine dentistry, herd health, bovine embryo transfer, and AI programs, as well as all your sheep, goat, and pig veterinarian health needs. Stockman's also features pull-through unloading, a brand new hydraulic tilt chute on site for cattle, as well as a heated indoor OB and large animal surgery suite with indoor stalls and outdoor pen spaces for inpatient treatment. Small animal services include routine checkups, vaccinations, boarding with indoor-outdoor runs, full surgery with gassed anesthesia, including C-sections and pet dental needs, and an on-site laboratory with digital x-ray. Also scheduling farm calls and providing 24-hour emergency service for all species. Call 580-225-0200 or stop by and let Dr. Taylor Mouse and her professional staff provide for you and your animals. They do care, and it shows. And believe me, they do care. Anyway, let's see what's happening with what happened at Elk City. Let's briefly go over that a little bit. At the Elk City Livestock Auction last Friday, they had almost 2,400 head there, 2,359 to be exact. Looks like the market is still strong. 400 pounders bringing 214, anywhere from $1.97 to $2.14. 500 pounders, some weaned ones, 519 weights, brought $1.98. Some 576 ones that were weaned, 186. 659 pounders, 161. 650 pounders that was weaned, 177. 900 pounder, 926 to be exact, 160 per 100 weight on the heifers. A couple of those real quick. Looked like we had some 488 pounders that were weaned, brought $1.80. Some 582s, $1.72.50 weaned. Some 616 weaned, $1.65. Some 634 weaned, $1.60. Then some 628s that weren't weaned, $1.54. It looks like butcher cows bringing up to 85 cents, butcher bulls up to a buck. Bred cows, 1,100 bucks, pairs, 1,575. And then let's slide on over here to the Western Oklahoma one yesterday, 1,542 head. Let's see how strong that market was over there. About the same, 428-pound steers bringing 218, some 675-pounders bringing $1.63.50. But then, like I said, I'm not 100% sure on all the quality when I'm reading this off. But then they had some 749 pounders brought $1.77, and some 800 pounders, 861 to be exact, 180. So heifers, there we go. Whoop, whoop. Man, act like I never operated an iPhone before. On the heifers, we got some weaned ones weighing 516, brought $1.70. Some 648 pounders brought. Winged $1.64.50, butcher cows $81.50, butcher bulls $99.50, bred cows up to $1,175 bucks. Tomorrow at Hobart, put this on your deal. They'll be selling 350 winged stalker calves, and they will have a dispersal of 125 cows, 7 to 8 years old, and bred 7 to 8 months. So if you're looking for some older cows, 7 to 8 months bred, you need to head down to Hobart tomorrow. Plus 350 winged calves. You know your wheat pasture's growing in your eye. You're ready to turn out on it. So go down there and get you some winged ones. Got any questions? Call Mr. Rex Fleming. Oh, man. Hey, so you guys watching on Facebook, you see this deal here? I voted. I got my voted sticker on. I was going to early vote last week, and I backed out when I pulled in the parking lot. I decided I wanted to have my sticker on today to show you guys that I voted. So please get out and vote. Doesn't matter if you're independent, Democrat, or Republican. Your vote out here in the rural country does matter. So please, please, go vote. We need some changes. Sorry, especially on the big government side. We got to have some changes. This $5 diesel and these high inputs and on farming side and on the ranching side is just, it's not, we can't sustain this for very long. Sorry, it ain't going, I'm not the smartest cat out there, but I can see that it's not going to last. It'll put not only some small guys out of business, but it could put some big ones out of business too, because their cost is even more than the small guys. But anyway, please go vote. We need some change out there. After this break, come back. I'm going to have Mr. Tom Fanning with the Buffalo Feedlot up there and feeders up there. And he's going to be on there. We're going to talk about his military service and his service to the agriculture community of Oklahoma and the United States when I come back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel.
rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love huge trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Again, good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market report for Friday, November 4th. 2,359 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 323 brought 246, 7 at 489 brought 198, 4 at 544 brought 170, 13 at 576 brought 186, 18 at 640 brought 167, 6 at 659 brought 161, 4 at 926 brought 160, 14 head of heifers at 430 brought 189, 6 at 483 brought 159, 50, 7 at 528 brought 163. 10 at 612 brought 156.50. 13 at 620 brought 154.50. 10 at 777 brought 155. 10 at 854 brought 153. Butcher cows were 40.50 to 85. Butcher bulls brought 66.50 to 100. Bred cows were 825 to 1100. Pairs brought 1100 to 1575. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Howdy friends and neighbors, this is Monty Tucker from Sweetwater asking you to vote for my friend Kevin Stitt for governor. Stitt has spent the last 4 years protecting my family's way of life and standing up for rural Oklahoma. Special interest groups are spinning lies that he will hurt our rural schools, and that's just not true. I'm going to vote for the candidate that has proven he's with us the last 4 years and not the candidate who might be. Vote Kevin Stitt on November 8th, and don't forget, a vote for Kevin Stitt is a vote for Blaine Arthur.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for a Connected Future.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Before I have my guests come on, I'm going to give you your Northwestern Oklahoma Long Ranger forecast. Let me make sure it is updated. And anyway, 70 degrees currently at the airport at Woodward. Winds are out of the south, 22 with gust up to 26. Humidity is 73%. It's just breezy today. 74 for a high. Tomorrow even more windier, 74 degrees. Thursday sunny, 70. Things change Thursday night, 28 for a low. Veterans Day, Friday, 48 for a high, 23 Friday night. We're going to get that hard freeze finally, and 54 for a high Saturday. Well, on the phone with me right now from Buffalo, Oklahoma, is Mr. Tom Fanning. He is the head cheese up there at the Buffalo's Feeder's Yard. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks, Jimmy. I don't know about the head cheese, but...
What do you call yourself?
Glad to be here.
What do you call yourself?
That's good enough. Head cheese is great. So.
Anyway, I'm sorry. That's Jim Bonix. I told you I wasn't very professional, so here you go. Anyway, well, thanks for coming on the show, and it's a special week for me, and it's a special week for you, I know, and a lot of other veterans in Oklahoma and Texas and the whole United States, and I was looking at your bio that you sent me earlier, and I'm just going to go over the military part of it, just so you guys know that this guy, you've taken a lot of stuff, and you're a captain, so that's even more important. So, first of all, you was raised in a small community of May, and on a small wheat and alfalfa farm, and you raised some cattle and pigs. And for all you people that don't know where May, Oklahoma is, Google it. It's between Fort Supply and Laverne, if I remember right. It's on 412, isn't it?
If you're from eastern part of Oklahoma, you go through there on your way to Red River.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and
yep,
I knew where May was, but I just, you know, is that the shortcut from eastern Oklahoma?
That's right.
Yeah, so anyway... you have a daughter, Emily, a son-in-law, Logan, and they live at Pulaski, is that right?
And, that's right. Yep.
And son, Jake, and daughter-in-law, Megan, and granddaughter, Jolie, they live in Yukon. And then you have a son, Lane, who lives in Wichita, Kansas. Great family there.
Yeah.
But you enlisted in the U.S. Army Reserves in December of 1982. You graduated from the high school from Fort Supply in 1983. You graduated from Infantry Basic and AIT at Fort Benning. I guess you was 11 Bravo, if I'm guessing right.
Hoo-ah, absolutely.
Yeah, I knew that one. See, you didn't even have to write that one. I knew that one. in fall of 1983, you went to OSU, Ag Economics, Farm and Ranch Management, Military Science. Graduated from Airborne School in the summer of 1986. That's something in itself. And he was commissioned as second lieutenant in the U.S. Army Infantry in the summer of 1986. You graduated from OSU in the spring of 1987. Went to Infantry Officer Basic Course, Fort Benning, Georgia. God bless you, 1987. You completed Ranger School, summer of 1988. You're going to have to say the names in German, because German is not my specialty. Where were you stationed out there?
New Ulm, and Heilbronn.
Okay. And you was with the 2nd of the 4th Infantry Regiment, guarded the Pershing 2 mobile nuclear missiles and warheads. So I guess you had to have extra top secret clearance, didn't you?
We absolutely had to. I guess the FBI did a little background check, so... it was all good.
Yeah, it was all good. And I mean, what are you going to do wrong in May, Oklahoma?
Well, we came up with a few things back in the day.
Well, yeah, but stuff the FBI. The FBI probably.
But there were no cell phones. There was no cell phones and pictures involved.
Yeah, and then you was a platoon leader, a scout platoon leader, and a company XO. Provided security for the removal of chemical weapons operations Golden Dragon from 89 to 90. Transferred to Fort Benning just prior to the first Gulf War, promoted to captain, and then you completed your master's degree in 1992, and you left the military. All I can tell you is thank you, sir, for what all that whole list. That was awesome. Thank you for your service.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Jimmy, and I'd like to say to all of those that came before me and you know, the all of the veterans since then, thank you all for everything you've done. You set the standard for guys like me to follow, and that standard keeps getting set every day.
Well, you went to Cargill Cattle Feeders in the spring of 92, looks like right after you got out of the military, looks like. And
right.
And then you was with them till 2001, I guess?
Yeah, pretty much. There was another little hitch in there, but yeah, pretty much Cargill, where I was, I worked in, you know, feed mill management, cattle operations, feed yard management, procurement, all of the areas that goes on with a cattle feed yard, and learned a lot. Had a great opportunity to live in a few places in the Texas Panhandle, but then we had an opportunity to get back to Northwest Oklahoma, and in 2001 I came to Buffalo Feeders and have been the manager here for the last 20 plus years.
That's right. Okay, so back when we had the great big fire back there 3 or 4 years ago, wasn't your feedlot a drop-off site?
Yeah, we were kind of one of the primary collection points for the you know, the hay and the posts and wire, and we had hundreds and hundreds of truckloads of products brought in from, you know, all over the state, all over the country. It was a humbling and amazing thing to be a part of. Sacrifice their time and their resources to come help those of us out here in Northwest Oklahoma.
Well, it just hit me, because I remember we made two trips up there with convoys of pickups and semis and unloaded there. And then we went on up there north of Buffalo. My brain's dead and foggy right now.
Ashland.
Yes, we went to Ashland up there to where that miniature feedlot was, where they was bringing in the babies that didn't have mamas anymore. I remember
that's right.
That. Yeah,
yes,
so sir. Anyway, I probably met you and just don't even know it. So,
that's right.
So anyway, but that was a just people came together, because that was a major disaster for Oklahoma and Kansas and parts of Texas, and a lot of people come together. I remember going to Laverne, and they were bringing stuff in. I still have that memory when I went north of Buffalo out of there, and all those cattle burnt, and it still's in my mind.
It was amazing to see people from all walks of life come together. I was able to get on the phone with Michael Kelsey with Oklahoma Cattlemen's, and at the time the Secretary of Ag, and you know, we pretty much put together a plan, and we would get calls from corporations out of Oklahoma City donating money that would go to the diesel fuel for the truckers and the rural firefighters, and trying to replenish their supplies. And I had folks from Nebraska and eastern Oklahoma and Texas sending up hay and sending supplies. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was a crazy disaster, but it was also amazing to see how people and not just in the ag world, but mainly the agriculture world, coming together to make sure guys had hay for their cattle, because there was nothing left to eat around there.
It was one of those situations where if we didn't come together, we could have lost potentially a generation of cattlemen and folks in agriculture, because they couldn't have continued their operation.
Well, let's go on with you. There's not enough time on my show to go over what you've done after the military, but you've done pretty well. You were director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. You're an honorary FFA chapter farmer at Laverne. You were vice president for the Northwest District for the OCAA Cattleman of the Year back in 2017. Now, that's a pretty good one. You were on the Oklahoma Beef Council. You're in 2019 National Beef Quality Assurance Feed Yard of the Year. That's something in itself. And currently Texas Cattle Feeders Association Director 2021 through 22, National Cattlemen's Association Marketing Task Force. Lori Campbell didn't tell me about your resume. Now she knows the right people. That's all I can tell you.
Lori will get you in trouble.
You think? Yeah, she will. But no, she's a good person. So, the difference, or I guess let me rephrase this. Let me slow down, back up, and not say but, like my wife tells me not to say. What have you taken from the military into what you're doing now, and what did you take from growing up in May, Oklahoma, into the military with you?
Well, I guess what I'd say is growing up at May, Oklahoma, and graduating with a class of 8 at Fort Supply, you learn that there's not very many people to get the job done, and so we all have to work together, and you get to do a little bit of everything. When you grow up on a small farm, you learn a lot of work ethic, and if you don't complete the job, it doesn't get done. So it's pretty much up to you and your family to get that get that accomplished.
Nobody's going to do it but you.
No. I mean, you've got to rely on a lot of outside-of-the-box thinking. And, you know, I think that served me well in my time in the military. It gave me a way of, you know, of thinking and work ethic that isn't always shared in you know, the urban life. But you know, some of the things that the military did for me was, you know, with like Ranger School and those kind of extreme training environments is, you know, just that kind of what we'd already learned, though, is, you know, you never give up and you never quit trying. And as things get extremely difficult, you know, you look for small accomplishments and smaller, set your goals smaller and just keep trying and keep going and keep going. And pretty soon you get to where you were wanting to go. You just did it in smaller moves instead of larger ones. You know, one of the things that the military is good for is the training opportunities, the being able to learn and be immersed in, you know, extreme environments where your leadership skills can be honed with, you know, as a 22-year-old, being your first job is being in charge of 40 soldiers that have more experience and older than you are is a pretty humbling experience. And you know, you just have the opportunity to learn and to never quit learning. And that's one of the things I think that's served me well as I got out of the military is that you know, always self-assessing and improving and continual learning, especially in the cattle business and the cattle markets and nutrition and all of the advances that we've made in agriculture over the last 20 years.
Yeah, between technology and just, like you said, learning with how to take care of cattle, because, you know, with having a feedlot there at Buffalo that, you know, there's a lot more prime beef out there than there used to be. Am I right or wrong?
Well, yeah, there is. And the other thing about that is that the demand for prime has grown significantly. And so, like today, the prime premium over choice is like almost $60. So, if you can raise prime beef, it's like selling two animals for every one you raise.
Right.
So it's a way to expand your cow herd without increasing the numbers of cattle that you run is by having a higher quality animal to sell.
Yep. Well, I know one thing that I learned from my time in the military was discipline. And, you know, listening to you talk and looking at what you went through here and where you're from, you know, I was an enlisted, you was an officer, but, you know, end up being an officer, but you would have been one of those guys that I'd love to serve under because, and I'm not downplaying any other officers by no means whatever, but there's officers and then there's officers. And just like any business, it doesn't even have to be in the military. You know, when I was in Desert Storm, I had an XO, my lieutenant, our platoon leader, and I'd follow him anywhere. He was one of those guys that you'd want to leave. And just looking at your resume, you're one of those guys. And I just want to say, again, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. You know, going through basic training as a private and being an enlisted guy before becoming an officer gave me a insight into the daily lives of, you know, I understood what it was like to be at the end of the whip when you're getting moved around and those decisions are being made and most of the time, you know, you're sitting down there like, which way do I go? But, yeah, it was a really good opportunity to see what it was like from the enlisted perspective.
Yes.
And then, you know, when I was a platoon leader, scout platoon leader, and company executive officer, I had a pretty good perspective on what my soldiers were, their daily life was, and how I could make it better. That was my biggest job, was trying to, how I can make it better and not make it worse, you know.
Right.
If you can improve how your soldiers or today your employees, if you can improve their work situation, they know the mission, they know what they need to do, they're going to accomplish it the best of their ability, and that's my job, is to try to remove obstacles.
Yeah, and you probably do the same thing at the feed yard, and so it all goes hand in hand. Well, I've ran out of time, Mr. Fanning, and I want to tell you again, I appreciate for you coming on the show today with me and taking your time out of your busy schedule, and hope to talk to you again in the future.
Jimmy, I appreciate it very much, and for you, thank you for your service, and happy Veterans Day, and everyone go vote today.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, Mr. Tom. I wanted to say Manning because I have some Manning friends, but it's Fanning, Tom Fanning. He is the head cheese at the Buffalo Feeders there at Buffalo, Oklahoma, and they run 32,000 head in that custom cattle feedlot there. And so, again, thank you for your service, and we'll be right back after this, and I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma in lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
When you shop locally for Christmas, you not only give, you receive. You receive great service from people who know you, and you receive the added value of helping our local economy. Shop locally this year. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Gift you get from giving, not the one you receive.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle, no matter where it may be. If you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app, take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I hope you guys didn't see my buddy in the background on the Facebook camera giving me the number one signal. Anyway, let's see what the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast looks like. Currently at Hollis, it's 78. Woodward, you're 74. Slap out, 69 degrees. Looks like just windy, gusty, muggy, the whole nine yards. All right, let's check out what the forecast for the next 4 or 5 days looks like. 73 for a high today. We already passed that. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, cloudy and breezy. High winds higher than today. Tomorrow night, even the winds pick up even more. And then Thursday, the winds are going to be just howling out of the south, and then they're going to switch out of the north to them from the north. Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, low here, 32 degrees. Veterans Day, 49 degrees with winds out of the north, 14 to 18 miles an hour. Friday night, 26 for low right here at Elk City. Saturday, 52 for high and sunny, but no wind. So there is your forecast going on. And, man, this I can't say enough for Mr. Fanning for coming on from the Buffalo Feeders up there, Buffalo, Oklahoma. Appreciate it again, and happy Veterans Day to everybody that is a veteran. If I don't see you, be reassured that we are proud of you guys for being veterans. All right, let's see what else we can talk about. We got about 3 minutes left over here. Which one do I want to talk about? Oh, here's the one. I get questions. The main questions I get being the show host on this deal: winged or non-winged. And I'm going to tell you right now, just from my personal experience, I know a lot of people sell them non-winged. They don't work them. They just sell them. And some people wean them. I think it depends on the times. Right now, these overhead costs that we got going, I don't know how you can wean any calves for more than 45 or 60 days. And I know they want them around 90 to 100 days weaned, where they're not going to get sick if they buy them at this time of the year right now, November. But it's costly. I just don't know how you're going to do it. And the other question I get is, hey, how come they crack corn? How come you just can't feed them whole corn? Well, over the past couple weeks, I've been at the field days and workshops where I discuss feeding cattle to finish on the farm. One of the most common questions I get about feeding rations is which one is better, whole or cracked. I want to shed some light on that subject here. Finishing rations typically contain only about 10% roughage. Roughages are feed sources that are relatively high in fiber and low in energy and are meant to stimulate rumen function. The rest of the ration is made up of a concentrate of or grain feed, most often corn. Corn provides high amounts of energy that contribute to the marbling that consumers like to see in their beef. And that's me. When finishing cattle, it's important for the diet to be used efficiently to promote growth and marbling. Data shows that processing grains, for example, rolling or grinding corn, can increase digestibility and feed efficiency. But how does that translate to the carcass quality and it's worth processing the grains? A trial at the North Dakota State University compared animal performance with feeding rations with whole corn, roll corn, or ground corn, and there was a difference in the intake and the feed to the gain ratio. There was not a difference in the rate of gain or carcass quality. In short, there are only small differences in the performance when feeding mill versus whole corn. And typically, the more processed a grain is, the more expensive it is. So if there's added value to cost to crack the corn, it's probably not worth doing, especially on a small scale when the ending carcass quality will be the same. Why am I seeing whole corn in manure? You may see some kernels in corn manure, but most of the starch in those corn, those kernels have likely been digested. In the grand scheme, a few kernels passing through will not be a problem as long as cattle are reaching the desired rate of gain. What if the corn is ground very fine? Providing grain that is too finely ground can result in astosis. When finely ground high starch feeds go through the rumen, they are broken down quickly and cause a drop in the pH. In the end, there's not much difference in feeding whole, cracked, or ground corn, at least not from a practical output standpoint. The important thing is to use the most economical feed source to achieve desired rates of gain when you're finishing your calves. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless everybody.